Welcome to Words of Light with Jim, sponsored by All My Relations in Indianapolis, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths.
The first my memory can come to me, we were at our group meeting up in Michigan when I was with a group up there learning metaphysical things, spiritual, and they said, talk to the lady. And I'm like, I'm looking around, where did that voice come from? You know, I'm thinking, nobody's around me to say that, talk to the lady. And my wife, Wanda, was talking to some young girl that she was talking to, so I know that I had to talk to her about something. Wasn't sure, but so I said, okay, I'll talk to her. I didn't argue with him. Apparently I had to say something she needed to hear. No reasoning, if that makes sense. But it's also teaching you to follow your guidance. That's the key. Not to make you do something, it's rather to learn to trust your guidance.
That's like my biggest problem. And I always get proven wrong. I know what I need to do. But I don't do it. And that's my biggest challenge is trusting.
See? Surrendering.
No, that's the thing. Remember, Nico, I didn't do this overnight, buddy. I mean, I'm telling you, I had to struggle with this too. There is no way that this is an instant turn-on thing. It seldom is for people. It came to me, the gift of knowing to some point, but that didn't mean I understood. For instance, I went into a grocery store once, and all of a sudden, everybody in the store is talking to me. Like the women are walking down the cart, well, what am I going to fix for dinner? I got to go buy this. And all their thinking is going through my head. I'm thinking, I don't need to know what you're fixing for dinner. Get the hell out of my head, you know? There's a guy stocking groceries over there. He's all pissed off at his girlfriend. I'm thinking, I don't need to know that you're upset with your girlfriend. Get out of my head. That's what I kept saying. I wanted to run out of that grocery store. I thought I was going, this is not good. This is not sane, Jim. You're going to go crazy. Get me out of here. Everybody was talking to me in that store. That ain't fun, Nico. Trust me, it ain't fun.
Turn it on. Can you turn it off?
Yes. Well, I told him, you can't do this to me again. I told him, I got my lesson. I don't do it to me anymore. And it's never happened since. Lesson learned.
But if you could have seen the look on his face, because it was like, what? What? And you could just, you could tell he was hearing. He's like, what the? And then that's what he was saying. He said, what the hell is going on? They're all talking. And I'm like, okay. But you could tell he was just absolutely being bombarded.
I would not advise it for anybody. Only my lesson. See, that's how you learn, is to go through the experience. And that's why, think of it, Spirit was setting me up to become like a teacher. How can I tell you when I've never experienced it? I have to go through it. I didn't say I like it. I had to experience it. Make sense? Just like, you know, it's like eating lima beans. Everybody knows how much I love lima beans. Yeah, right. Okay, why did I have to eat lima beans? So you know what they taste like, Jim. Oh, okay, now I don't have to eat anymore, right? Well, once in a while, we still have to slip one in on you, you know? That's okay. At least I know how to handle it now. Again, another story. I'd moved to Indianapolis. I was living up in Noblesville. I'd wake up in the morning after supposedly sleeping for 7 hours. I'm thinking, man, I don't think I slept 7 hours. I only could have slept two or three. What the hell's wrong with me? I was so exhausted. And I would come up with information, come out of my mouth, and 3 or 4 days later, I'd say, where are you getting this? How come you talk like you're an expert on something when nobody taught you, no book was read, nothing? And every time I would do this, I would get verification within 2 weeks what I was saying was true. They were downloading me like a computer, and this is true. You're a computer. You are. And information can be downloaded into your system. Just like, how did the computer know it? As soon as information is put in, the computer now has that answer. Same thing. Spirit was loading me up with information to help me to be who I was or what I'm supposed to be. I didn't have to study. I didn't have to pick up a book and read it. I can't tell you the last time I read a book from cover to cover. I can't tell you. It's been that many years because Spirit gives me information. Because they said, you don't have time to read. Your job is to tell the people this. I'm not bragging. This is just the way it is. Everybody has an assignment, and your job may be sweeping up behind the horses after they go down the parade route. Maybe that's your job. But once you understand it and accept it, you do it without question. Do I ever question it? Once in a while, I say, why me, God? Because you know you're capable of this, Jim. Now do it. Thank you. Okay, I will show up and do the best I can. That's what you're supposed to do. Show up with the best attitude that you can do. And be confident about it. and not question, like, why me? Because you can. You wouldn't be given it unless you, they wouldn't hand you something you can't do. It doesn't work that way.
I don't hear the thoughts, but I feel. So I'll feel everybody's, yep. And I hate it. So it hurts. Mm-hmm. So I feel, I don't hear the talking, but I can feel what you're feeling. Or
sure, absolutely.
Pain or certainly. Sadness or joy, mainly sadness.
Well,
so I don't know how to, like, shut it off. I have to.
Well, feel it, and then, because I've ticked it. Connected with people, and I would almost start crying with them immediately.
Yeah.
I think I'd tell them, I would tell them, stop. I would have to disconnect from the feeling, because my crying is not going to help me get through a session. It isn't going to work. I have to be presentable. I felt the crying or whatever that feeling was, and I can relay that back to the person and disconnect from it. Just tell yourself you can. You got to start believing in it. Remember, you have the shut-off valve. Does that make sense? You have a shut-off valve, which means you can turn it on and you can shut it off. And you have the power to do that. You do. Just like when I tell them, I'm not going to listen to everybody in the grocery store anymore. That's not what I'm going to do. Not my bag, guys. And they never have, knock on wood, that has never happened to me since then. I'm grateful. But I had to have that one-time experience so that I know what it felt like. One of my first teachers told me that. He said, mental institutions are full of spiritually enlightened people because they couldn't handle what was given to them, and they went off the far extreme. Luckily, I had a good teacher. I had many good teachers, just like one of the teachers that taught me intent. What is intent? Back to what is intent? It, to me, is prayer. The same thing. There is really no different. So what is your intention? Did you get up this morning with the intention of doing the least possible job you could do? No. You said, I'm going to do the best I can, I would hope. And then you did it. And it might be something so simple. It might be, I'm the best remote button pusher there is in the town right now. I can do it. I'm very good at it. Well, then make sure you're the best at it. Just do the best you can. And maybe that is your job for today. But tomorrow you're going to get off your butt and work. Oh, yeah, that happened to me. Sunday was my first time off in years that I actually never left my property. It was called a kickback. Well, of course, so much for kicking back. The next day, Monday, we come back and go to work. And guess what? Keep me busy. So that was a day of me rest to recoup to get ready for tomorrow. Is that wrong? No. So if I say I did the best I could by resting, you know, where's the remote? My thumb got a lot of exercise. It doesn't make it you a bad person. Does that make sense?
Yeah. When you feel those emotions, it takes a lot of time to practice, okay? But when you feel it, tell them thank you for allowing you to feel it, but it's not yours, and it needs to go. And sometimes you can surround yourself like in a bubble of light, protection, okay? So that you aren't absorbing. But if you're talking to somebody or you're actually maybe just standing in line at the grocery store, other times you'll be surprised and maybe you're not. All of a sudden somebody behind you or in front of you will just turn around and start talking to you. And they will tell you the most bizarre things that they would probably never say to somebody they knew, okay? But they can feel your energy, okay? And if it's an emotion that they're expressing that makes you feel very uncomfortable, then just mentally say, thank you, I know what they're feeling, it's not mine. And I let it go and put your little bubble of white light around you. You still listen to them and maybe give them some advice or something, but always be sure you thank your guides. Creator, whoever you believe in, for allowing you to experience the emotion, just like when he does, when he almost cries, when he touches into somebody, okay, then he knows what they're feeling, but he has to turn that part off so that he can give them their messages and stuff.
Right.
So after practicing, you will learn how to control that feeling.
I guess because I didn't want the feeling. So I'm like, who turned this on? I didn't turn this on. I don't want it.
Again, it's no different if you walk into a room full of tension.
Yeah.
Nobody had to tell you the room was full of tension. You felt it.
Yeah.
And again, once you feel it, let it go, especially if it's not serving you. That's the key thing. Just recognize it and then let go. It's not yours. When you feel somebody else's pain, remember it's their pain and it's not yours. You do not have to hold it for them.
Yeah, that's
the reason you feel it is so that maybe you call it your compassion can kick in and send them a most loving thought that you could even come up with. You know, I wish you the very best day I could possibly think of for yourself. And then send them that thought. And as Heather mentioned just now, a lot of it is just through your thinking to say, I choose not to, or rather, I choose to honor the feeling, and I also choose now to let go of that feeling and feel completely at ease, whatever it is, so that I can become this wonderful worker of light. And there are some real good basic things Heather just reminded me. Whenever you start to do anything spiritually, always see yourself surrounded in white light. See this like in a bubble, if you wish, any way you want to call it. I call it the screen door, where you're putting up a shield like to keep the bugs on the other side of you, and the screen is just to protect you from energy that is not helpful. If you should go into a space, for instance, I'm going into a meeting or some energy that I'm not too sure what to expect, I send the light before me. I send the light to go into that space and be there before I arrive. And then that helps it be a little easier for me to step into it. A lot of times, especially people that are involved with meetings, you guys have all been in the big meetings, right? Yeah, big company meetings. See the light go before you and see what happens. Give it a shot and see what happens. You're not going to hurt anybody. You're not making somebody do flip somersaults or anything wrong. You're only sending the light, which is the truth. Imagine that. Okay, so just think of that. Before you go to your meeting, send the light into the meeting room. You just envision it to go before you. That's simple. A lot of your power of thought, and eventually, remember, the thought will, it's your thinking will go out into the ethers, as I mentioned that earlier, about what you think now is able to be picked up by intuitive or psychic people, if you call it. And eventually the time will come when everybody will not have to pick up a cell phone, but they'll think of, oh, I'm going to call Liz. Liz, remember we had a meeting at 4 o'clock today. Can we move it to 5? And I send that thought out to you, and guess what? You're thinking, what? Jim, what do you want to move to 5? Okay, Jim, I'm 5. 5 o'clock's okay. And then, boom, I get that message back in my head. And we'll be able to do it that way. That's where we're headed, believe it or not. You know, if I'm really questioning, I might have to pick up the phone, but if I'm in touch with my intuition and trusting it, just as Liz would be, then we're going to be okay. 5 o'clock. It's happened many times where I'll pick up the phone and, God, I was going to just call that person 5 minutes from now. And they've said the same thing. Well, I had a lady recently, she said, I had the phone in my hand and I was just ready to start dialing your number and you were calling me. Why? The thought was already put out there. Is that how it works? Your thinking is now connecting to other people, especially if they're open. That's the key. If a person is shut down and they're blocked up, I don't care how much love you send them, they're not going to get the message. And since, again, these are things that I would encourage, if I'm driving down the road and somebody's driving inconsistent in front of me, I would send them the light for the driver not to drive the way I want them to drive, but to the best of their abilities. Which maybe if he's 80 years old and he can only drive 50 miles an hour, then the 50 is fast enough for that man to drive, or person. And if they're a teenager driving 90, maybe they need to slow down to 50. See how it works? It can work, boom, boom, whatever needs to be done, to the best of conscious of their abilities. It doesn't tell them how to drive, but it makes them more aware of their driving. I've seen people drive and all of a sudden, I can just see their head jerk around and, oh, like all of a sudden they're paying attention. I've seen them do it. And others don't even phase them because they're not open. You cannot make anybody be open. Does that make sense? You cannot force anybody. Just like if you're going to give somebody, quote, a reading and they sit there like this. Okay. Usually I would still get enough information for them, but there's like saying, technically when you check in with somebody, as I call it, step into their space, you're stepping into their house, which is like you walked in their front door and they opened it up. And they step, okay, you're free to go to my kitchen, dining room, and the bathroom, but don't go to the bedroom. Then you're not going to pick up anything about their love life, if you want to say it, symbolically speaking, okay? You're just not allowed in there because they don't want you to read that. But you could talk about their diet, their family, a lot of issues like that, and about maybe their work scenario, because maybe work is discussed in the kitchen. Depends where their life is. But maybe it's in their bedroom, too, where they talk about work. I don't know. You know, whatever their life is, they protect whatever they don't want to talk about. that's up to the person you're reading for. You cannot make them open up doorways. They're completely in control in spite of what others think. They'll say, well, I didn't want you talking about that. Well, apparently your guides wanted you to talk about it because that's what they're telling me. One gentleman, I mentioned about his daughter one time, and he just blew up immediately. It must be something you need to talk about. Well, we moved on from there. He left the room. He was done because he didn't think I should ask him something about his daughter because he didn't want to talk about her. It was pretty obvious to me, okay? So that we don't need to talk about it. I wasn't bringing up anything bad. I didn't say anything bad. But he didn't want to hear that because he was a little upset with her. A little bit, maybe. I don't know. So it doesn't matter. They need to move on. It's not your job to tell them what they want to hear, but what is the truth in the most loving way you can give it to them. Make sense? If you need to put butter on it, put some butter. A little sugar, okay, fine. But if you're still giving them a piece of bread, don't take away the bread. Just hand them butter. No, that's like putting butter in your hand. Say, okay, eat it. No, I want some bread. It's still the facts. Understood? And that's what you're going to be doing as you continue to open up. And this is what part of the spiritual journey is. It's not like anybody's ever seen it. She's been on television, the Long Island Medium, they call her. She runs around and gives everybody messages. They're complete strangers. Not a good idea, in my opinion. That's fine. I mean, she's gifted with it, then maybe that's her calling. But as most of us, I wouldn't advise running up to a stranger and say, oh, did you know that? What? Get away from me, you crazy person. You know, they're going to look at you and think you're nuts. Because I've scared the crap out of a few people. I went to a restaurant once, it was a Paragon, and the waitress came over, a young girl, and I said something about her family. She looked at me, you could see the fear of God come in her face, like, how the hell did you know that? And she ran from the table and never saw her again the rest of the night. She didn't want to hear it. It's something, I couldn't even remember what I told her, but I thought, I keep getting this, because here's how I do it. If I get information, I ask Spirit, give me a door opener. Like, one time I was at Heather's store she was in, a taxi cab comes up in the store with a woman as a pastor, and the taxi cab driver walks in first, a woman, and they tell me a message to give her. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to walk up to this lady. She just walks in the door. I don't know who she is. And I just said, okay, if I'm supposed to talk to her, give us a door opening. She walks down the store about 10, 15 minutes, and she comes over by the table and sits down and starts talking to me exactly what this was about. I asked for the door opener, so there was my door opening. Then I could talk to her about it. And she was okay with it. But I didn't know that she was going to be okay with it. I don't want to scare the crap out of anybody. It's not my job. So back to the other lady at the restaurant. I asked for his door opening, and sure enough, it wasn't 2 minutes later, the lady came back to the table and just to check on us. I said, well, that must be him supposed to tell her. I told her, and then that was it. She took off and never saw her again. I said, well, you told me that I asked for the door opener. I mean, I don't think I intentionally did any harm here because I did ask for the little door opening. So that makes sense? Okay? So this helps you. This is understanding some of the real foundational things that you need to be holding on to. Because if you don't, I'm not sure where you could be headed with all this stuff. Does that make sense? That's why we're doing this. Sounds like, well, can't we just jump into this swimming pool? Let's put some life jackets on first for the first time, okay? We want to make sure you're not going to get yourself into a pickle. Just like opening up so much, wait a minute, Jim, I'm hearing voices in my head, but I don't want to hear those voices. Because you can pick up spirits that are nuisances. Because once you've opened up, it's open like radar. Anybody can talk to you. So that's why you want to specify only those of the light may come unto me. That stops the BSers.
Thank you for listening to Words of Light with Jim. Come check out All My Relations in Indianapolis or go online to allmyrelationsindy.com, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths. Words of Light with Jim, spreading light for your spiritual journey.